We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top of Daf Chavav Amud Beis. We explain the Mishnah, which says that you're allowed to write the Toifis and leave out the Tarif, and that's the Chatrila, it's fine. You can do that. You could write the Toifis before the Tarif. Why? Play out the Kono. What does that mean, play out the Kono? Rav Shapsi Amar Chizki Amar Mishum Ketata V'Ramehi. Zok Rav Shapsi, Pshat Rav Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds, you don't need Ksiv L'Shma. And therefore, you're allowed to write the entire get before the people come. If you see, like Rashi explains in the Mishnah, you see two people who are not in good Shalom Bayis, you figure, I'm going to beat them to it. He writes up the entire get, and then when they come, he has to get ready. All you need is Edom. All you need is two Edom. And if you're Rav Meir, it's fine, because there's no din Ksiv L'Shma. So that's really our mystical going to Rav Meir. The ratio of a Mishnah. So what is the Mishnah Ketata? Therefore, why do you leave out the Makam Isha, Makam Isha? Because that Takana. What's the Takana mean? Takana of a Ketata. That people, this couple will see, find what maybe a mistake, look, go into the Sefer's place to buy a mezuzah or something, and they'll see a get there with their names. And they say, hey, the spouse wants to hire him to write a get. And then they'll make the Shalom Bayis even worse. So that's why we say you have to leave out the name. You have to leave out the name on this man. But if the sofer writing this get, and she will think that he told him to write it. So fi this pshat Rameya, how do you learn the bir machlokes in the Mishnah? You really have to explain the Mishnah then, the rest of the Mishnah. So Tos Rosh really asks us for a question on this tzad. He says, "Tmiyali kivin loy pasur amei amshim katata. Why goes a shar stars of the gittin? Why he goes a shar stars of the gittin? Va'oid shav Yehuda goes a fill but toifis the stars. How could that be? Even toifis of stars." So he says that it could be he holds a Gravalaza, maybe. It's a chance maybe the Rehud is going to Gravalaza, and that's Pshat in the Mishnah. So it's like this. The way the Tosh Rosh explains the Mishnah is like this. The Reisha Mishnah is Rameya. And Rameya holds that they can't write the Torah, why not? Because of a Katata. And they were Geyser Shar Shtaros Otto this, because if you're not going to keep the Xer Legabe Gittin, you're not going to keep Legabe Shar Shtaros, you're not going to keep Legabe Gittin. You want to know, that's the Klal. When you write a Shtar, you leave out the name, because of Katata. Rav Yehuda holds a Gravalaza, who holds that you have to write the Torah of Lashma. Therefore, he says nothing can be written. Everything is Xerah. And the last Rav Lo is also like his own Shita, of Fides Pshat. Fides Pshat is very good Shema, because Rav Meir is the Reisha, and Rav Yehuda and Rav Lo are going with Shitas Rav Lo, in the Masirah Karati, Nik Siv Lashma, and shout out how far to take the Xerah by Shar Shtaris, basically. That's the Shaila. This takana, when it says takana, we already have two pshat in takana. Either takana means takana soferim, going to Rav Elazar. Second pshat is takana of katata, going to Rameya. Now, this pshat could go two ways. Amri lo Rameya, v'amri lo Rav Elazar. Amri lo Rameya, dom edichasim akarati. You could say it's going to Rameya, or edichasim akarati. V'dinu dafil terif namri lichta. It's spelled right, the entire star pre-written. What do we worry about? Maybe they are going to have a fight, but Ross Sechala, and he gets angry, he runs into Bezdin, and he picks up the ready-made get, and she will be Aguna because she's going to be divorced, she's not going to have a husband anymore. So that's the pshat, I'm playing Tarkan's Aguna, it's according to Rav Meir. Because if the get's ready, they're going to, if you allow the whole get to be written, it's going to be very easy for them to pick up the get and give it to her. Now the Rajba has two questions on this. One question is, Lashon Aguna usually does not mean someone who's divorced. My Agin, she's divorced. There's such thing as a get. That's not called Aguna. That's number one. She's a free agent. She's not Aguna. That's number one. Question number two is, what's Lashon Vizarik law? Like Vizarik law in LA? He gave it to her. What's Vizarik? Throw it. He's a big rush, I guess. If he rasped him, he ran to the bed together, he just threw it, you know? But that's the Rajah's ball. It was Vizarik. Look at the Rajah. That will work like this. The get's ready made. He's a bit angry. He's to take the get and throw it at her. And to be a suffix if it was with her for Amos or not. And she's not going to be sure. And he's going to run away. She's not going to be sure if she's a regression. She's not going to be a free agent. That's a worry. She's me, Ataka Aguna. That's part of this. The answer is Zarek and Aguna. That's how the Rajah learns. Amri law, not a pshat in Takana Aguna, says that's not going to go to Rameya. It's going to Rabbi Laza. And really, you have to write the whole thing Lashma. Or within the Philip Taifas, not Mila Lichtav. You can't pre write the Taifas either. Why? Otter the Taif. But what's the problem? Maybe one, he's on the way to Medinas Yam. We finally got him to write a get. He says, "We have no time. My boat's leaving in 10 minutes." Like Ashko Safra, the Nagafar Sefer, Veshavakla, and they'll leave her without a get. And then she'll stay in Aguna. Therefore, it's a takana for the Aguna is to have ready-made gittin, just missing the name and the zman. And therefore, we misaki, you're allowed to write, according to the Tarakama at least, you're allowed to write the typhus before and leave out the tariff in order they shouldn't come to Agunas. So Akaponim, that is a pshat in our Mishnah. We have here an pshat in our Mishnah. In the Reisha, we have really three or four pshatim in the Reisha of our Mishnah. Either it's going according to Rabbi Lazar and he left out the tariff, or it's going according to our mayor, and the takana was really you should write the whole thing, but as katata they don't let you make you leave out the tariff. Or it's as takana zaguna, it could be either our mayor and Rabbi Lazar. Zaktik maravaita, mokum azman. You have to leave out the zman. Now, kaposik v'tani loish domen an asum loish domen erisin. There's two type of gittin. One's a get written for someone who's married after nesuin, and someone who just has a kedushin. His erisin is a different get. And it sounds like this halacha that you have to leave out the makam isha, makam isha, makam azman is sai by a get mina erisin, and sai by a get mina asuin. So the Gemara says like this: bishlam mina asuin. Understand why you can't pre-write the zman? Why? Which means that if the Zman is pre-written, so Kubish is in Mizana afterwards, and if the Zman is before that, we have to save her from Misa, and which is, she's really Chai Misa. And Bailam Adam Mishim Peri, Ika, also the Chash Peri. Why? Because he only collects Peris when he's married, and she's going to come with the get, says, "Oh, the get was written 2 weeks ago, give me back the Peris the past 2 weeks." And really, they only gave the get today. So both reasons, you have to leave out the Makam of the Zman. But if it's Menaeris and Elmenaeris and Bishlaman, there is an Isser of Znus on someone who has Kedushin. So Mishim Basa Chayseika. Elaman, there is Mishim Peri. Arusa, Miyaste Peri. But if you hold as Peris, so Arusa, Miyaste Peri. Arusa does not get Peris. Only after Nasuan does the issue get Peris. There's no Arusa does not get Peris. So when you're writing a get for the Arusa, why do you have to leave out the Makam of Zman? Just leave it. Write this man. A big deal. The Arusa, a get that's given for Arusa. Write this man, and nothing's going to happen if you hold Mishim Peri. They don't get Peris anyway. The husband not get Peris anyway till after the suin. When after there's a chiyuv to be paider, therefore gets the Peris. Akaponim, there's no din Peris when she's Arusa. So the Gemara, Amar of Amram, Hom Milsa Shamit Be'de Ula, the Amar Mishim Tekanas Vlad. I heard one time that Ula said the pshat is as tekanas vlad. Lo yedana ma'ininu. I didn't know what he meant, but kivan the shmeitz loha the tanya. When I heard this brisa, I chap what he meant. It says in the brisa, ha'oimer kisvu get la arusasi likashosana agarashana. He tells a cipher, write me a get for my arusa, and when I get married, I'm gonna use this get. The halacha is ain't a get. It's not a good get. Now why not? Va'amu lamatam gzeira shemayimru gita koydum lebna. We're worried like this. That if you write a get while she's a arusa, and you write the zman of the get, then you get married, and then you give it to her. The problem is that, let's say they have a child, they're going to say that, look at the get. The get was written before the child was even conceived. And they're going to say the child was born not from this marriage, because the get was given before. Therefore, we don't allow such a get. This is really the principle that we learned before called get yashon. It's called the get yashon. Because once you have bia after it gets written, there's a problem of shema yomru gita kaidum abna, and that's a
huh? That's a so complicated case. Arusa and then Gershena, even the right
zman is
have this issue.
And that's why you always leave out the zman by an asua. You always leave out the zman by an asua. Here we're handling. Why do you have to leave out the zman? Lefi demandi ama peri. Why do you have to leave out the zman by a get that you're writing for Arusa? He walks in, he wants a get that for Arusa. Why do you have to let him write this man? Who cares? No payers are going to happen. Zogt Ula, the problem is, he might pick up the get for his Arusa, and then wait till after he's married and give it to her. And there's a problem, Yoyim Rugita Kaidim Abna, Hachinami Gzeiro Shem, Yoyim Rugita Kaidim Abna. Therefore, we never write this man in the get. We never write this man in the get. You could ask a different question, that why do you have to come on to Gita Kaidim Abna, If you look at Tois de Masel Hacha, we'll read it inside, the last five lines of Tois de Masel Hacha, it says, Aval Kasha, the Lomalon Taimer, the Gita Kerdom Una, Kivin Shehinesua, once she gets married, because by Zman Shal Erison, it'll be possible to Mandiyam Shapari, you might get. Shame by Zman Klaus, Shem Shem Chacha, but there's man, the man Akasa forgets that. What he's asking basically is that after you get married, the husband deserves Paris. And now she's going to take out this get and take out this get and show that, what do you mean? I was never in a sewer. You get no Paris. You stole all my Paris. Maybe, so you can work out a case of Paris in such a case like this. So maybe that should be the promise. Tysus asked, Elder Shayim asked even more clear, but that's a good question. Akaponim, either way, we're coming out that even by Ashtar Arusa, even by Get Arusa, you need this man. And the Gemara says the reason is because Shem Yemer Gita Kadam Nok if you give it after Nesuan. And Tysus and other Rishonim asked, for the Paris, you can work out a case also. So the Gemara invited. Remember, we have in our Mishnah the three Shittas, the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar. The last Rabbi Elazar holds that you could write Shar Shtaris, Machshav Kulon, Chutz Megitei Nashim. And what that means, if you're Rashi, is that you could write the typhus of Shar Shtaris, which means the not important part. And by get, you can't even write that because Otu the Torah. But that's what Rashi learns, that's Rabbi Elazar's Shita. Elazar is the in between Shita. Zoktimor, Omar of Zero, Omar of Abba Bashila, Omar of Amnuna Saba, Omar of Adab Ahava, Omar Rav, Halacha Karabalaza. We pass like the last Rabalaza. Kari Ravalad Rabalaza, the Tuvaina the Chachgimi. He was the cream of the crop of the Chacham. Bafilu Bashar Staris Nami, so where it says, is that true? We passing like him in Bashar Staris, which means we passing like Rabalaza, that you're allowed to write the Taifas Bashar Staris? Ma'omra Papa Mashmei the Rava, Haya Sharta the Daini, that is a Kiyim, on the bottom of a star, a regular star that comes in, Kiyim means a certifying the Edom. So the Bezdin writes at the bottom, we were Bezdin of three, and this star came in front of us, and we certified the Edom. So it says, if you write this Kiyim, the Michtav Mekam Lesadu Sadi Achsimis Yedayu, if they write this Kiyim before the Edom come to say that this Derech Hasima is Psula. What's Pshat Rav Papi? Because I'm a Mechzik Shikra. There's a problem of Mechzik Shikra. It looks like a lie. Never happened. I know it's true at the end of the day, but it didn't happen right now. So Hachinami Freit the Gemara, Hagi Pascha Velaza. If you write the star, it's Mechzik Shikra. It looks like a lie. It looks like a lie. Freit Taisvis Amar Aleph Rashi. You learn what does it mean for Rabbi Elazar Shar Star Sakasher? It means you write the Taisvis, but Taisvis you have to leave out. How is that a lie? Bishlam, if you write the Tairiv, so you're writing Reuven borrowed $100,000 from Shimon on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and it's not true. That's not true. Good, I hear Mechzik Shikra. Well, if you're Rashi, you're leaving out the Tairiv. So what's the Mechzik Shikra? Zay Frank Taisus. Answers the Pnei Yeshua, to answer. Therefore, Taisus argues. Taisus holds, Shar Staris means, Taisus Amin Alf, Nir Lari, the Rabbi Laws of Machshav Staris, a filled Tairiv. Bash the Mechzik Shikra. Shikos, a plenty of life on plenty. That's the Taisus learns from Rabbi Laws. But Rashi, the Pnei Yeshua answers Rashi by saying that it's still Mechzik Shikra. It's saying a whole story here. We have the names, but it's saying a whole story how Pliny borrowed from Pliny amount of money. And it says the whole story, and that is Mechzik Shikra even. The Gemara still has a cash of Mechzik Shikra. So like upon him, the question is, how can you pass Rabbi Elazar? Don't we have Rav Papi owes Mechzik Shikra? So the Gemara, Velesa. The way Rashi learns means, we don't hold of Rav Papi. We don't hold of Mechzik Shikra. Velesa. Medrav Nachman, Dom Rav Nachman, Oimer Rameya, Philo Matsu Ba'ashba, if you find a get in the garbage, Chosmu, you signed it in Ostula, and you gave it to the Isha Kosher, because it doesn't need Lashma and the Ksiva. But what happened to the Mechzik Shikra? But Philo Rabbanon, who holds the Lashma, like Pliga Ela Rameya, Ela Begit in Oshim, you don't need Ksiva Lashma, you need Ksiva Lashma. But as the Mechzik Shikra doesn't bother you, Avashar Star is Loy. But Avashar Star is, they don't bother you, Mechzik Shikra. Don't have Asiyam Rav Yechanan. Shtar Shulavabai, a shtar that someone borrowed money with it a paroi. The same day he borrowed and paid back. He needed money just for a few hours. He borrowed $100,000, gave it back that day. Einai Chayzer, Veloiva Bai. He cannot use that shtar again. Why? Skar Nimchal Shibudai. The shibud of a shtar was very Nimchal. Time with Nimchal Shibudai, but if not, he can use it again for the same day, for not alone. Aye, it's a Mechzik Shikra. I'm a Shikra like Hashinon. We're not Choshes v'Shikra. So we see from this that we don't hold of Rav Papi. We don't hold of Rav Papi. So therefore, the Gemara wants like this. The Gemara says, we don't want to pass the Rav Elazar because Rav Papi holds Mechzik Shikra. You can't write this Kiyum stars at the bottom. So the Gemara says, no, we don't hold of that Mechzik Shikra. Now, Tosfos points out that it could be you can learn the Gemara a little different. that not valesa l'dera papi, like the Tzitz Gersa is valesa l'dera papi, it's not pshat. You can gersa just valesa, which means, that's our Gersa, it's just valesa, which means that really Rav Papi is true. But valesa, that's not a dimion to our case. Because only by a bezdin, where there it's a kiyam shtaris, they're worried that mechzi kashikra. That's where we're worried about it. But no, by nowhere else, don't shtel tzu the two things. It's dafka by something that's in bezdin, a bezdin we had, a shiva's bezdin, there is mechzi kashikra. But by other shtaris, where there's not as much mechzi kashikra, maybe there it's not a dimyan. That's another way of learning more. Two ways of learning more, if it's less the rapapi, or it's less the dimyan to rapapi. Balkabonim, bottom line is, we could pass in like Rav Elazar, and we're not worried about mechzi kashikra. And again, we said there's two pshat in Rav Elazar, either Rashi pshat, which you're leaving out the tariff by shar stars, or like Rav Tais holds, they even could write the tariff, the whole entire star by shar stars. No din l'shma, you could write the whole entire star according to Rav Elazar.